102.7 Kiss FM. Let's just hear it again. Good morning. If you're waking up this morning and just getting rolling, how about this?
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Joe Buck making the call. Winning it all in 2020 is such a loaded statement because the Dodgers won it all in a strange year and a year impacted by COVID-19, in a year where they spent 3 weeks at the same stadium to get to that final game, in a year when Justin Turner got a positive test in the eighth inning and was pulled out of the game and couldn't celebrate in full after a victory that people have been waiting for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And Dave Roberts said this after the win.
This is our year. We said it. This is our year. Everyone in this ballpark wearing Dodger blue, everyone all over the world wearing Dodger blue, never wavered. This is our year.
Corey Seager won the MVP award and a new truck.
Man, this was just awesome. What this team's accomplished this year throughout the regular season, grinding through every series, you know, we got down 3-1, we came all the way back, you know, just the resilience, the effort, the energy, the everything that this team's done this year, man, it's just been fun to be a part of.
What do you think of your new ride?
Yeah, that's actually what she wanted for her wedding present, so there you go.
And we're going to bring in Matt Money Smith now, who's having, look at the grin on his face. He's having a good morning.
Right? Does that work, by the way? Like, it, you know, you didn't have to spend any money on it, but you had to play better than every other player on a baseball roster to get your wife or wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay, right?
But listen, priorities, Matt, priorities. Where were you when that final strike was thrown?
I was sitting on my couch in my living room. You know, it's kind of the unfortunate state of you know, what we're living through and being responsible, but it's two different championships in less than 3 weeks, you know, that we've never experienced before. But it's still two championships, just like it was 1988 again here in Southern California, right? In Los Angeles, Lakers and Dodgers within the span of a couple of weeks. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Tell me how I we were talking earlier about, you know, as human beings, we feel anxiety about things. Last night, when that game started right out of the gate at the top of the first, we all started to feel our blood pressure rise and the anxiety boil inside of us. How are you feeling the first five innings?
Same, you know, especially you give up a run right away, and then you think about that second game, which for people that were watching, it was very similar. You know, it was what's called a bullpen game. You don't have a dominant starter that you expect to go five, six, seven innings to carry you home, and you wonder if they're going to be able to do it the same, you know, in a different manner than they did in game two when it got away from them, and they ended up losing that game to the Rays. But credit the Dodgers, you know, you got to have that short memory, and the failures of game two were not relived. The, you know, what, seven different pitchers played exceptional. And Julio Urias, of all the guys, you know, to be able to go out there and get those final seven outs is such a cool story for people that don't know. I mean, just 24 years old from Mexico, signed by the Dodgers, you know, when he was still in his mid-teens, to be able to come out and do that and just have that flatline pulse. And you know, that we don't have, right? Mm. We're not even in the game. We're sitting on the couch freaking out, you know, either drinking, grabbing things, holding your family members, you know, or friends. And there's that dude just going out there mowing guys down one after another to get the win.
It's funny you say that because between every pitch and in those moments and those heartbeats, when the ball is in the glove of the pitcher and the pitcher's taking a deep breath, my heart jumps out of my own chest.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the amount of poise, as you say, and coolness it takes to be a pitcher in a game like that.
Yeah, that's the difference. You know, that's kind of what makes it really is, because they're all talented, right? You're pitching in Major League Baseball. You know, you're going to throw, half of them can throw over 100 miles an hour now. They can get the ball to move. You know, Clayton Kershaw's curve moves 66 inches from the time it releases from his hand.
Gosh.
So it's, can you kind of, I don't like the term rise to the occasion, but can you maintain your composure, like you said, maintain your poise so you can perform, you know, at peak levels? And I think everybody, you know, kind of experiences it no matter what your job is, whatever your occupation is. You have those moments, whether it's in a meeting with a boss or a client, you got to make this big sale and you've got to be able to maintain it for you right now or for me right now, you know, trying to forget, oh, I'm, I'm just sitting in a room with a microphone in front of me. There aren't hundreds of thousands of people listening to us talk right now. It's sort of the same thing, right? That's what Urias has to do. It's certainly a different level. But while he's doing that, like you said, Ryan, what am I doing? I'm burying my head between you know, the cushions. I've got a bottle of booze in my hand. It's,
well, I give you credit. I give you credit since you had a bottle of booze for getting up with us at this hour this morning, Matt Money Smith. Quick question before you go. Do you have any more insight on the Justin Turner story? He was pulled out in the eighth. It was interesting that he got his test results back in the middle of the game.
It was, I reached out to a couple people and they were not sharing anything. What I do know is this, for people that kind of didn't follow it beyond the first mention on the World Series broadcast, he was tested the day before. That result came back in the second inning, inconclusive. They get two tests a day. So they expedited the result of the second test. That came back in the eighth inning and it came back positive. Mm. That's why he was pulled from the game. Why was he out there? Pretty much because the Dodgers were comfortable, probably assuming that it was a false positive. Yeah. Like, how does a guy who's been quarantined with the team away from everybody else get it, you know, 3 weeks after he's been in this same bubble of people? I mean, it's possible that he did, right? You know, there were fans there. Maybe he goes to get a foul ball or something, and somehow that's how you contract it. But I think they probably just said, we're going to go ahead and bet that it's a false positive, that's the likelihood. That's what I'm guessing, because that's why he was back out taking the photos. And you know what? For someone that's, you know, for people that don't know the Justin Turner story and are just kind of looking at the photos and freaking out in the midst of a pandemic, I understand that. But, you know, for his personal story, this is someone who was nearly out of baseball. You know, the Mets released him. He was signed to a minor league non-guaranteed contract by the Dodgers in 2014. Had to make the team. If he didn't make the team, he probably would have been out of baseball. And now he's, you know, a multi-gold glove winner, all-star, you know, made over $100 million in his career, and finally a World Series champion. Was kind of one of the first pieces of this team and their emotional leader. So I think what we all hope isn't pointing the fingers and saying, how dare you do that in the midst of COVID? But, man, I hope it's a false positive and you got a chance to enjoy this, because it has been a heck of a ride for him.
Absolutely. Well, we hope, we wish that his health is okay and him the best. And congratulations to all the Dodgers. Matt Money Smith, after a night of booze, getting up with us this morning. Thank you, brother. Petros and Money airs 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 570 LA Sports. We'll see you soon, man.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Justine. Take care.
Bye.
What a nice guy.
Love him.
Isn't he? He's a super nice guy. All right, 16 days between championships. The shortest span for one city in the history of any major American sport. That's incredible.
It's good stuff.
Congrats, LA. Back in a minute.